Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here again with a video. This time it's just a quick update about a popular skins trading site being shut down as the Valve cull continues. It is of course Skins Jar, and I heard about a week ago, I think it was, people started telling me their bots had been trade banned, and what happened was the site said, oh, we're down for, you know, just 12 hours of maintenance. And it was complete nonsense. What they were trying to do was see if there was any loophole, you know, email Valve, try and get a way to get their bots reactivated. But it's not happening. As has been said many times, commercial use involving Steam's API isn't going to be allowed anymore by Valve. And these businesses need to pay heed. And Skins Jar is the latest casualty of that. And finally, they admitted it. They admitted it in public. They put a statement out here on their website. I mean, this takes me back to when I was at university learning how to code basic HTML, you know, just text on a page. And this is their official statement. Dear Skins Jar users, on the 18th of July, Steam, Valve, has banned all of our bots. In recent days, you haven't heard any news from us. As we strived for any no methods to unlock our bots, I should say, to bring skinsjar.com back again. We keep working on it every single day. From the beginning, we have tried to provide the lowest commission and legit trades. Unfortunately, as we have experienced problems with our bots, your balance has been also blocked. 90 Steam accounts full of skins listed below are banned for trading. We would like to withdraw your account balance, but as you can see, we can't do this at the moment. We will keep working to bring you a solution to cash out your balance, but it may take some time. Possible solutions that we are thinking about are, one, we will create one more bot with the hope Valve will not ban it with only withdrawal option. Or two, we will transfer your balance to another website like OP Skins, BitSkins, G2A, Kingwin, or a trade bot. We will inform you about the progress of our work once every week. We expect to have a solution ready by 8th of August. And then they list all of their banned bots. It's quite a thorough and exhaustive list. So yeah, we'll just get rid of that now. Okay. Right, so I've had a few people message me and say Skins Jar are lying, because when you click on the bots, it doesn't come up with that. This account has been trade banned. Warning from Steam. Just so you guys know, it doesn't always do that, and certainly in other cases I've seen, not always do you get that warning when you see a trade bot account that's been banned. So we can assume that they're telling the truth for now. There's not necessarily any hard evidence to the contrary. And also as well, I reached out to some of my independent sources, which I obviously do from time to time, just to keep abreast of the developments. And before this announcement was out officially, I was sent a Skype chat log, and I've redacted all of the names, obviously. But this certainly has been doing the rounds. I'm not the only person who has it. So here it is, and you can see, yo, what happened, bro? This is somebody asking about what happened to Skins Jar, and the representative from Skins Jar says Valve fucked up us. I mean, someone set up us the bomb. How many of the bots were banned? Was it a hard hit? All of them. Headshot. Jesus Christ, how much did you lose? And then it says, and we don't know why. Was it a lot of money lost, or why us other side are stable? I think $500,000 worth of skins. Fucking rip. So now what? And our company left the esports industry and closed all of its brands. Rip, is that 100% like done now? So, okay. Two ways you can view this Skype log being distributed. My source who sent it to me is very reliable, but it could be disinformation that's being put out there because they want to make an exit. But what's more likely is that is certainly a true version of what occurred, and it's in line with my own understanding about what Steam are doing now. So I couldn't be happier. That probably sounds ridiculous. It's not that I think Skins Jar were doing anything like the case opening sites, and certainly not like the gambling sites, But you may recall, I've already made a video about Skins Jar. And it's not, it wasn't a particularly good one. Now, it was only seen by 14,000 of you. And it even had fucking Skins Jar adverts on it. Because that's how YouTube's ad algorithm works. But just here it is. I'm certainly not going to play it for you. That would be like peak levels of narcissism. There you can see before I had a bit more furniture in the room, although the version of myself is down there and I got a big greasy grey beard, which is nice, and no lighting. So you can see here, yes, beware of false endorsements. And basically what Skins Jar had done, Skins Jar had used Nico in all of their advertisements, pretending he endorsed the company. And when I reached out to Nico, this is when he was at Mouse Sports, now he's at FaZe, Nico said, no, never spoke to them, certainly don't endorse them. And then what did Skins Jar do? Did they remove him from their advertising? No. They started messaging me to ask if I would set up a meeting between them and contact, you know, help put them in contact with each other so they could pay him money so he didn't sue them. So I don't really think Skins Jar is the most ethical company out there. I think if you're going to use somebody who is hailed as one of the best players in the world to endorse your product without even telling them, I think you're a piece of shit company. So the idea that your bots got closed down, fantastic. There are some knock-on effects in esports, though, of course. And what people probably don't think about when they see these websites closed down is how it's going to impact on the esports ecosystem at large. Well, I mean, certainly...
Hello, everyone, it's Richard Lewis.
Shut up, Richard Lewis. Certainly, I don't like the fact that they were one of SK Gaming's main sponsors. And I know, obviously, when you're a struggling gaming organization, you've got to take the money where you can, and you've got to take the sponsors where you can. But, you know, a company that is basically using false endorsements to promote itself, I don't know how a professional esports organization can sign off on that. I thought it was bad enough that they were being advertised on HLTV, frankly, and being allowed to advertise in the CSGO subreddit, let alone actually sponsoring a team. But here we are. This was one of the promotions they did with Skins Jar. And look, yeah, we're all loving Skins Jar. And again, understand, I'm not saying they're doing anything rotten at the back end, right? Like, I'm not saying they're robbing anyone. They're just lying, which I suppose in the current landscape, that isn't that bad. People will be like, oh, you're being too hard on them, Richard. Yeah, all right. So this knock-on effect is very interesting because this was a liquid business. It gives you an idea of their kind of... you know, profitability, the amount of money, at least the turnover that was going through the company, if that at the time the bots were shut down by Valve, there was 500,000 of skins in their trade bots. I mean, they're obviously making a profit somewhere or they wouldn't be a business. So I think they were certainly doing well for themselves. Now, what's also interesting is, you know, if they do have to shut down and move away from esports, my sources are telling me they're looking to sell the brand. They want to sell Skins Jar to another company who can, you know, use the name, keep the following on social media and all of that stuff. But what they do is they obviously have a fresh start, so they can create bots, you know, create a new website, use different technology. They can do whatever they want with the brand. You know what's interesting? The price that's being touted. And I've heard this from a few people now. At $400,000. Awfully close to what's outstanding. So, you know, far be it from me to speculate because that's not what I do. But I think it's interesting. Now, again, doing all the double checks, this looks to be legit. I believe their bots have been shut down. I've had numerous people email me with videos saying, look, it doesn't say that they've been banned. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't always do that. That's been the case for other sites. It would be a bit of a strange time to kind of pull out, unless they were getting a little bit nervous about what happened with the Loot Crate and some of these other sites. But the bottom line is, Steam have said, you cannot use our API for commercial purposes. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you violate that rule, we reserve the right to completely close you down for violation of terms of service. So I keep saying it, and I'm going to say it one last time, because I'm banging my head against a brick wall. If you have any dealings with any skins business that is third party off Steam, there is a chance you're going to get hit. And by hit, I mean you could get scammed. They're not known for customer service, these websites. You could get literally defrauded. There's no governing body stopping these people doing that. It's effectively a cryptocurrency. It's not real items, and therefore the gambling laws are all murky in a gray area. Even if you're using a company that is reputable and has done nothing wrong and just simply trading skins and your skins go through their bots, at the time the bot is trade banned, you will lose your skins. These businesses are parasites. It's not even symbiosis. They're just parasites. They just take and try not to kill the host, and then they act all, you know, oh, how did this happen to us? Why did it happen? It's in the fucking terms of service. There's no more excuses. As soon as that edict came down from Valve, everyone should have packed up the lemonade stand and fucked off home, but they didn't do that. So you got to be careful. And I'm not going to be digging into individual scams anymore. I'm not going to be digging into individual stories. I ain't got enough hours in the day. I'm out here every week telling you guys, these businesses are being shut down. These businesses do not care about you. You are not protected. All right? So there you have it. That's an update on what's going on with Skins Jar. Very interesting. And I imagine there'll be another video like this coming, because there's going to be another company like this getting shut down real soon. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening to the video. I'll see you on the next one.